Thank you for calling customer service. This is Trey. How can I help you?
And what is your name?
Trey.
Trey. Okay, my name is Rhonda Apkes. I'm from Denver, Colorado. And I got something that came up on my phone, and it said that I had won something, and it seemed like it was through Kohl's, and that I just have to, I guess, pay for the shipping. It was like less than $5. Well, the next day there was a charge on my account for $49.89, and it was a pending charge. I called my bank and told them what happened, that I did not authorize $49.89, and so they know all about what's going on, and they told me that I should call you guys and ask you to do a force post to reverse this charge.
Okay, can I start getting your zip code and see what we can get done?
Okay, it's 80813.
Your first and last name?
Rhonda, R-O-N-D-A, Apkes, Apple, Boy, Kite, Elephant, Sam.
Let's try your phone number.
720-318-8655.
And when did you place this order? On the 10th?
I believe it was on the 9th or 10th, because it was pending. It said it was pending on the 10th. And then
okay,
it went, go ahead.
Can you verify your address for security purposes?
317 May Queen Drive, Cripple Creek, Colorado. Okay. Then 1934 Macon Street. Okay.
Okay, so I'm seeing, thank you, I'm seeing on January the 10th, you completed a survey to win the Dyson vacuum.
Yes.
When you did that survey, it had terms and conditions. In the terms and conditions, it stated, once you complete this survey, you will be automatically opting into a meal plan app called Bites Hub. Bites
the obligated one?
You will be automatically opted into a meal plan app called Bites Hub. It just simply teaches you how to use food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. That's what the charge is stemming from. It's $49.89 a month. I can reduce that monthly rate to $20 a month for you.
No, no way. I, like I said, what I want done is I want the charges reversed, because this is like false advertising. And I've talked to my bank, like I said. They, for one thing, cancel the service and also ask you to do a force post. And otherwise, it's going to go to MasterCard as a challenge. And like I said, to me, it was fraud. You know, that's not, I had no idea that you guys were going to do this. I thought it was just going to be like less than $5 charge. Because I didn't have that much money in my account. And it also, this charge caused me to have a $30 fee put on my account because I didn't have enough money to cover it.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. But I can't give you a refund on that.
You what?
Excuse me. I can't refund that.
You can't refund it?
No, I cannot. So you may just have to go through your credit card.
Okay. Can I talk to your supervisor?
We all go by the same protocol. My supervisor won't be able to do anything about that.
I want to talk to your supervisor, please.
Okay. I'm just letting you know there's nothing nobody can do. I will get you transferred though. But
okay, what's your supervisor's name?
Nobody would be able to refund anything.
What is your supervisor's name?
I'm just transferring you to that department. It's more than one supervisor. I don't know which one you're gonna get.
Okay.
They much better, yeah. Everybody's good now.
All right, Ms. Rhonda, I'm getting you transferred to our supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support.
And what's your name?
Trey.
Trey, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.